You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
And I'm Rachel Bomberger, sitting in again for Sarah Gilsup.
You're too kind.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming up and hanging out with me in studio and wishing, praying for Sarah. She feels better soon.
Boy. Oh, I hope so. She's a ray of sunshine when she's here.
She is. She's all caffeinated and full of energy. You're caffeinated this morning too, aren't you?
Almost.
What coffee are you drinking this morning?
If you want to be fancy, you can say Guatemalan. If you want to be not fancy, you can say Aldi.
See, that's what it's. We keep it real here in the studio in the Coffee Hour. Do you do what I do with your phone? And everybody else? Do you carry your phone around with you most of the time, or are you one of those like healthy people and leave your phone at your desk or other places?
I leave my phone at my desk, but anywhere else I go, yes, it's with me constantly.
I think it was about a week ago, stepped out for lunch, went to one of the restaurants here in town, standing in line waiting, and I look around, probably like 15 people waiting in line. Guess how many people had their phones out and were looking at their phones while they were waiting in line?
15?
Pretty close, yeah. I only took mine out for a few seconds and put it back in just to check something, put it back in my pocket, and then I realized that I was probably the only person that wasn't looking at my phone at the moment.
And do you find that when someone else is looking at your phone, their phone, you are just compelled to pull yours out and at least do a quick check?
It has become like a social norm. Like, I can't have eye contact with somebody because I have to look at my phone.
Yes.
That's kind of scary. We're going to talk about that and what that means for our health. Carrying your phone around with you and looking at it all the time, being super connected with your phone. Did you know that that really can have an impact on your health?
Can it? No, I'm of course it has to.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find them at cuw.edu. In studio today, Dr. Brian Emerson of Back to Active Chiropractic and Wellness in Creve Coeur, Missouri. Dr. Emerson, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks, Andy. Good to be here.
Good to have you in studio. And speaking of Concordia, as I have to mention, Concordia University, Seward, Nebraska, Concordia University, Nebraska alumni in studio today as well, representing the Concordia. It's glad to have you here today. And thanks so much for coming to answering my invitation to talk about text neck.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it.
I saw an article recently about this and I thought, is that really a thing? Is text neck really a thing? Do I have text neck because I'm looking at my phone frequently? Do you see this? Do you see patients that have some sort of complications from using technology all the time? Is text neck really a thing, or is someone just making this up?
Absolutely. I mean, you can just look around and you see people always staring at the phone, as you said, in line. But it's a growing epidemic, I would say, causing all sorts of health issues.
So what is it that we're doing that, you know, we've kind of created this whole new culture of carrying our phones around with us? What is it that, how have phones changed our posture that's creating these health issues?
Well, the average person is looking at their phone 2 to 4 hours a day, looking down. The head is leaning forward. It's straining the neck and the upper back. So it's causing this whole issue where the shoulders are rolled forward, that the neck is down. It's causing a reverse cervical curve in the neck. And it just puts a strain on the entire upper back.
So. Do you notice how we sit up taller when we start talking about
this? As soon as the chiropractor entered the room, my shoulders came back and down. But so what? Obviously, a lot of people have bad posture. Are there other health consequences that come when you're consistently practicing poor posture?
Other health consequences. Well, so when you're sluggish, you're not taking in deep breaths, you're taking in less oxygen. So just sitting upright allows you to breathe, you just feel better. So obviously, the immediate results of this are neck pain and headaches, which I see in my office all day long. So we've just got to make an effort to reverse this and sit up taller. Mm-hmm. And there are other strategies as well.
Well, let's talk about some of those strategies. One would obviously be put the phone down.
Never.
Yeah. Do you ever like leave home and forget your phone and feel totally incapable of accomplishing anything?
I feel kind of like, you know, you have those dreams where you're like going naked to a test.
Going to school.
Yes. But at the same time, also very liberated. Yes. And I do wonder if my posture is affected when I know that my phone is so far away, I couldn't possibly reach it if I wanted to.
So strategies for countering this epidemic of text neck and the consequences that come with it.
Yeah, well, Andy, obviously, like you said, put the phone away, have eye-to-eye contact with other people, but we know that's not going to happen. So make an effort to hold the phone closer to eye level. As much as you can. They've done studies showing that doing this actually makes a difference almost immediately. So hold it upright. Number one, take breaks. Don't be on that phone for hours at a time. Get up, walk around. And that's the most straightforward tools right there. But then there are other things you can do if you're having symptoms, you know, exercises, go see a chiropractor. Do some physical therapy, but there are various stretches and exercises that are going to reverse that posture. So just working on that can make a difference.
So being a singer, you're a singer too, aren't you, Rachel?
Not like you are, but yes, I do like to sing.
But you've sung in choirs,
oh,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So always taught to hold your music. Were you taught to hold your music up when you're singing with,
yes,
you know, sheet music in front of you, to hold it up, not down, like, you know, down by your navel, because then your chin is down, so you don't sing as well. So hold it up. So do the same with your phone, is what you're saying, Dr. Brian.
Absolutely.
Hold your phone up to eye level instead of holding it down, and then, yeah, then getting this crooked neck. Hold it up. I'm holding it up in studio, but no one can see me except you guys.
Because I'll tell you out there, it looks ridiculous. So you really have to be committed to your health to be willing to do this.
Be willing to hold your phone. We should have had Peter join us for this today. Peter Slayton, social media manager, join us in studio. So he would make fun of me for holding my phone up. I'm going to go stand by his cubicle and hold my phone up.
Andy, I think it looks great. Great technique there.
So just holding that up can make a difference. As you mentioned, also chiropractic care, physical therapy, see your healthcare professional about that too.
Yeah, if it gets to a point where you're having symptoms, get it checked out. If those strategies I mentioned aren't working. But, you know, there are things, foam rollers on the upper back really make a difference to open things up. Stretching the pecs, leaning into a doorway, that's a great stretch. Just rolling the shoulders back, just give your back a break from all that front carriage of the shoulders and neck and head. So
I'm going to be standing in a doorway holding my phone and stretching my arms like this. Yeah. I should have, I was supposed to do Facebook Live today so everybody could see how ridiculous I look doing this. But Sarah's the master at that.
Yeah. So. I have a question. Now, we've talked about text neck and how everyone's sort of like down and compressed. What implications does it have for us that so often we use our phone with one hand, with our right hand, you know, so that I only use my phone with my right hand. So I know that I'm sort of leaning in one direction.
You don't
a lot
type
of the
with
time.
Both thumbs?
Well, yeah, when I'm typing, but uh-huh. When I'm scrolling, it's a one-handed thing.
Well, that's a really good. That's an interesting point there. You're saying that leaning, using one hand, may cause a postural change in your back, and that's true. And a lot of people come in with one shoulder higher than another. But what I'd say is, I've been seeing a lot of people come in recently with tennis elbow or golfer's elbow, just tendonitis in their forearms, elbows, wrists. And those would be overuse syndromes too. So mix it up if possible.
Are you seeing texting thumb?
Yeah, honestly, yes. You know, there have been video games, things like that, overuse on the thumbs. I actually see that pretty frequently.
Wow.
So, yeah, there was a pitcher that played for Detroit that was sidelined because he was playing video games too much with a thumb with his thumbs, and he had tendonitis.
Wow.
Yep.
We think technology is a great thing, and it can be, but how we use it. I see what you're saying, though, about, you know, holding your phone with like only your right hand or only your left hand, how that could create an imbalance. you know, I'm just going to have stronger muscles in my right arm from holding my phone up this high all the time now. I got to remember to switch arms as well. Well, that, so it really can create some, you know, we think about just having a crooked neck, but as you pointed out, there can be some other complications from that as well. Headaches and other things that can result from that. So countering this with some good stretches and regular care can make a difference.
Absolutely.
So we can come find you here if we're in St. Louis. We can find you in Creve Coeur, right?
Right. I'm right at Craig and Olive.
Well, that's very helpful. And now I will walk around not looking like, well, I'll probably look silly holding my phone up, but holding it up nice and high so everybody can see that I'm looking at my phone. And then I'm more likely to make eye contact with you as well. Are you going to do that now, Rachel? Are you going to hold it up?
No.
You're just going to leave your phone at your desk?
Yeah, I'm going to take the first bit of advice, which is
drop the phone.
Try not to use it as much before I go around looking ridiculous holding my phone up. If I do that, then maybe I'll be more conscious about, oh, I have a phone in my hand. Maybe I shouldn't right at this moment.
Dr. Brian, thanks so much for helping us look at text neck. Anything else that we need to think about as we wrap up our time together today?
No, Andy, I think you did a great job of covering it, but obviously work on the prevention, everybody. Do your, you know, don't wait until you start having pain to hold your phone upright and work on it now. Okay?
Prevent it. Be preventative.
Prevent it. It's much easier than crisis.
Dr. Brian Emerson, back to Active Chiropractic and Wellness, Creve Coeur, Missouri. Thanks so much for helping us look at text neck.
Thanks, Andy.
We're going to take a look at another article, Learning from Little Ones in the Lutheran Witness. I'm Andy Bates.
And I'm Rachel Bomberger.